Smartphone users, beware. More ads disguised as video games could be sneaking their way onto your mobile devices. According to the online publication VB GamesBeat, mobile advertising revenue is on track to surpass $31 billion this year. That's about half of TV ad revenues. Not surprisingly, mobile advertisers are looking for new ways to package their pitches, and the next wave may be even more sophisticated game-like ads. With us in the studio is Here Now media analyst John Carroll to talk about this. Hi, John.
Hi, Sasha.
So, John, we hear a lot about the dramatic growth in mobile advertising. Lay out for us what's driving it.
Well, there's two big reasons. One is you fish where the fishes are. And about half of American adults use smartphones, just under half own tablets. So that's one of the that's where the people are. Another reason is that mobile marketers love the location ID capabilities that they provide because they can gear their ads geographically to their target.
All right, so a thriving, growing market. But how much more room is there to grow? Are we anywhere even close to saturation point?
No, there's a lot of room to grow. I mean, when you look at media use, American adults spend about 25% of their time on mobile devices, about 2% on newspapers, but the ad revenues are roughly the same. Now, newspaper ads are worth more than digital ads, but even so, mobile ads, the problem with it is they haven't found a real engaging way to present the ads, and so they're lagging behind.
So this is where these game-like ads come in, I assume. Another way to hook people, maybe without explicitly seeming to be an ad.
Right, right. Advertisers want people to participate. They want them to play around with their brand. So the ad company Seltra has made games for Lego, Panera, and Google Chrome. Let's listen to one ad for car company Renault. It encourages users to design their own cars. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure game.
So, first things first, where would you like to go? Click here for Arizona, here for Manhattan, or here for Miami? Well, howdy there, partner. How do you like your Arizona-style Renault Capture? If you like the Arizona colour and are happy to carry on personalising your Capture, then click here. Or if you'd like to see what it looks like in diamond black, then click here.
And John, people actually go for this. They play for this even if you're maybe not in the market shopping for a car?
Right. People love games. And I mean, one of the problems for mobile ads is they feel so intrusive on a device that's as personal as a smartphone. So packaging them to resemble games is a way to sort of sidestep that obstacle. They've been around one format or another. These are getting a lot more sophisticated. They're being packaged as puzzles, quizzes, memory games, arcade games. And you can keep score. They have leaderboards. You can share your results on some of them, with some of them on social media. So basically, it is a new way of engaging people and keeping them around your brand.
Do we know how effective game-like ads are compared to non-gaming ads? Are they actually selling stuff, or are people just playing things and then going home?
It's hard to tell. I mean, according to Seltra, the click-through rates are nearly 7 times higher with ads that have gaming elements, and video play rates are over three times higher. But it's hard to know if it's really doing anything for the brand.
So, John, consumers are savvy. How long before they think, wait a minute, this is just an advertisement disguised as a game, and maybe they think I'm not gonna fall for this?
Yeah. It may be. I mean, consumers are getting this sort of state of the Cuisinart marketing where you put, you know, entertainment, news, advertising in the blender and just hit puree. And what happens is it all starts to blend together. And I think that has potential problems because it could devalue everything in the end. Consumers know what's going on a lot more than they used to.
John Carroll is Here Now's media analyst, and he's a mass communication professor at Boston University. We have a link to his campaign outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.